Hello and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Aaron Richards. I'm one of the executive directors here at Damascus, where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. I'm also one of the co-hosts here on St. Gabriel Radio of Beyond Damascus, where encounter meets mission. Check us out here on St. Gabriel Radio on the weekends, or you can download the Beyond Damascus podcast, wherever podcasts can be found and downloaded. We're reading today from John's Gospel, chapter 20, right? A couple verses from the beginning and then verses 11 through 18. On the first day of the week, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and she saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." Mary stayed outside the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she bent over into the tomb and saw two angels in white sitting there, one at the head and one at the feet where the body of Jesus had been. And they said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping?" She said to them, "They have taken my Lord, and I don't know where they have laid him." And when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said to her, "Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you looking for?" She thought it was the gardener and said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him." And Jesus said to her, "Mary?" And she turned and said to him in Hebrew, "Rabboni," which means teacher. And then Jesus said to her, "Stop holding on to me, for I have not yet ascended to the Father, but go to my brothers and tell them, I'm going to my Father and to your Father, to my God and to your God." Mary Magdalene went and announced to the disciples, "I have seen the Lord," and then reported what he had told her. "I have seen the Lord" is the declaration that Mary Magdalene makes in today's gospel. I have seen the Lord. And what is it that opens her eyes? What is it that allows her to understand and to realize that this person who stands before her is Jesus? It is who he says he is. He is who he says he is. Well, it's when Jesus turns to her and says one word. He says, "Mary." Mary. He calls her by name. I don't know if, friends, if you've been watching the Chosen series online, but what a beautiful, amazing insight into a creative look at the lives of those first disciples and their individual encounters with Jesus. And one of the most striking scenes, it's in the first episode of the Chosen series, if you want to give it a look, there's frightening portrayal of the life of Mary Magdalene as she struggles with the voices of these enemy spirits in her heart and her mind, and a lifelong experience of having made bad choices and now feeling the shame and the accusation of those decisions that she's made. And you see this beautiful example of how people are actually trying to help her, and even the religious leaders, the Pharisees, are trying to help this woman. And then it's ultimately, of course, Jesus who is able to speak to her heart. And how does he speak to her? By that simple word, by uttering her name, Mary, right? That Jesus's word is power. That Jesus's word carries the beautiful, deep, profound invitation into relationship. And when he speaks to our hearts, something happens that we can't communicate in any other way. There's something that happens that can't be learned by any other style of teaching, right? It can't be experienced in the same way, even in a beautiful liturgy or even in a beautiful time of prayer or reflection, but when Jesus looks you in the eye, when Jesus touches your heart and Jesus says your name, it communicates a couple really neat things. It communicates that I see you. Communicates that I know who you are, that I'm not afraid of your mess, that I'm not afraid of what you've done to get to where you are today, that I'm an advocate for you because of who I've made you to be. I know your destiny. That's what's hidden in that word. My prayer today as we celebrate this story of Mary Magdalene is that you too, in your time of prayer, would have an opportunity to listen to Jesus speak your name.